Welcome to Dishing the Science with Dr. Sue. I'm your host, Dr. Sue Peterson. I'm a Canadian physician, a specialist in endocrinology and metabolism, and a diplomat of the American Board of Obesity Medicine. I draw on my over 20 years of clinical experience and my extensive research background to examine the complex issues surrounding weight management, diabetes, and overall health. Thanks for joining us today. Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining me on drsue.ca. That's drsue.ca. Today we're talking about the weight management medication semaglutide or Wegovy for heart failure and what new data in people with diabetes teaches us. As blogged previously, and there's a link to that post in today's blog, semaglutide 2.4 milligrams or Wegovy has been shown to markedly improve symptoms of heart failure in people with obesity without diabetes and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction or HFpEF for short in a trial called the STEP-HFpEF study. A new study was just published showing similar results in people with obesity and diabetes and HFpEF. What do these new data teach us? Well, the STEP-HFpEF DM study included 616 adults with type 2 diabetes, HFpEF, defined by a left ventricular ejection fraction of at least 45%, and a body mass index of 30 or higher, to receive either semaglutide 2.4 milligrams weekly or placebo for 1 year. The primary endpoints were change from baseline in the Kansas City Cardiomyopathy Questionnaire Clinical Summary Score, or KCCQ for short. That's a questionnaire that measures symptoms, physical and social limitations, and quality of life in people with heart failure. And the other primary endpoint was change in body weight. A third of participants were on SGLT2 inhibitors, which are medications which treat diabetes and heart failure, and 21% were on insulin at baseline. At 1 year, the mean change in the KCCQ score was 13.7 points with semaglutide versus 6.4 points with placebo for a treatment difference of 7.3 points. They also found that people in the semaglutide group could walk 14 meters further than the placebo group during a 6-minute test, had a greater reduction in inflammation, meaning a lower CRP, and a lower NT-proBNP, which is a blood test marker of heart failure, and a greater number of wins with a win ratio of 1.58. And you can read more on the win ratio directly in the paper. A treatment benefit was seen with semaglutide in people who were on SGLT2 inhibitors and in people not on SGLT2 inhibitors, with a difference in change in the KCCQ score between semaglutide and placebo groups being 5.3 and 8.3 points respectively. Weight loss was 9.8% with semaglutide versus 3.4% with placebo. A pre-specified pooled analysis of the STEP-HFpEF and the STEP-HFpEF diabetes studies put the data together from the two studies, allowing us to understand the benefits to HFpEF patients more precisely and in greater detail. This analysis demonstrated consistency in results across most subgroups tested, including across body mass index and across the range of preserved ejection fraction. There was a greater benefit in people with more severe heart failure, as evidenced by a higher baseline NT-proBNP, and in those with a history of atrial fibrillation. Although people with type 2 diabetes lost about 40% less weight than those without diabetes, the improvements in the KCCQ score were similar. These findings suggest that the mechanism by which semaglutide improves heart failure is at least partially independent of weight lost. These trials were not powered to assess the effect of semaglutide on heart failure events nor mortality. So the bottom line here is that semaglutide 2.4 milligrams is the first GLP-1 receptor agonist to show benefit to improve symptoms of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, with the benefit now demonstrated in people with or without type 2 diabetes. While providing clinically meaningful weight loss, the benefit of semaglutide to improve heart failure symptoms likely has mechanisms at play other than weight loss alone. The benefit of semaglutide 2.4 milligrams to improve HFpEF symptoms is enjoyed irrespective of individual clinical and demographic characteristics. As a disclaimer, I'm an investigator in clinical trials of semaglutide. I receive honoraria as a continuing medical education speaker and consultant from the makers of semaglutide, Novo Nordisk. That's all for today. Thanks for joining me on drsue.ca. Thanks for listening to Dishing the Science with Dr. Sue. For more information about current hot topics and science relating to obesity, diabetes, and overall health, check out the show notes for links and visit drsue.ca. That's drsue.ca. Don't forget to leave a review and subscribe to this podcast on your favorite listening platforms. Medical discussion on this podcast is of a general nature only, not designed to give specific medical advice to individuals nor their individual healthcare providers, and is intended for a Canadian audience.